Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Regardless of how this iPhone FBI thing is going to sort itself out, which, of course, Apple filed its brief, and I'm sure that there's going to be, you know, more things that are going to happen as a result, and whoever loses is probably going to appeal it to the Supreme Court, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the other thing that for sure is going to happen as a result of this is Apple's going to make their device even more secure. And in fact, you know, if you have to make your device secure enough that you yourself can't get into it, that's a kind of a different threat model than most organizations think about. Design something, you know, design a box that's so secure that you can't get in. And this is effectively what Apple is trying to do. Now, I really wish they'd do a little bit more about securing iCloud data, because right now they just pretty much just turn that over to the government. So if you care about security, don't back up to iCloud. Now, also, if you care about security, it's kind of important to actually pick a passcode that is long enough. Now, I ran the calculations myself on how long of a passcode would you need to make your phone to actually get something that would be, you know, secure enough that that's probably not going to be brute forced by the FBI or anybody else for that matter. Even if Apple does have to produce that FBI OS or whatever thing people are calling it, that basically says we're going to make it really easy for somebody to brute force the device. And the good news is that Apple has sufficiently slowed down, you know, just the way it does its crypto. It's sufficiently slowed down the number of guesses that could potentially be done, even if it were done via electronic means, to about 12 and a half guesses per second. And so basically all you have to do is make it long enough that it's going to be impractical for, given the constraints, right? They're going to get into the phone anytime soon. Now, of course, that means you have to pick a random passcode for sure. The way that most people pick their 4-digit and 6-digit pins, probably not so much. Those can be brute forced in 15 minutes or a day, depending upon what you're talking about. But even if you go with, an 11 or 12 digit PIN, right, which is, it's 10 digit phone number plus some number, right? Although you probably don't want to pick something, again, that's easy for somebody to figure out. If you make it, if even an 11 digit PIN will get you to, if you exhaustively do all the searches, it's like, it's almost 3 centuries, which is, long enough, I think. And if you cut that in half to think they might get it in, roughly half the number of guesses, that still puts you at, longer than you're going to live most likely. So, and that's most likely going to keep, somebody out. If you're really concerned about somebody getting your data, then yeah. So, and again, you can even pick a shorter passcode if you're willing to make it more complex, if you're willing to use, letters and numbers and whatever. That increases the alphabet space of the passcode, and it makes it that much harder to get in. And so I think, if you care even just a little bit about the security of the data on your device, I mean, I think Apple provides pretty good protection. Even if the government is able to force Apple to, essentially backdoor their stuff, they've got enough other mechanisms in there that if you enable them, and it doesn't really affect the usability that much. And also, you should probably not use the fingerprint scanner, or if that's a whole nother, which is a whole other thing. Although there's safeguards on that as well. That if you don't use it right away, or you get the wrong fingerprint 3 or 4 times, then all of a sudden you're screwed. And honestly, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that we are that we're having to all this is coming to a head. And honestly, if the FBI really wanted to resolve this without taking it to this level, they could have. They could have done a lot smarter stuff. They kind of shot themselves in the foot. Again, the minute they put that iPhone on on a network somewhere, and they also let it run down. I mean, they did all kinds of stuff that just basically like made that phone probably, even if there's anything on that phone, which there probably isn't, they're probably not going to have anything of value on it just because you can't prove that it was handled in a forensically sound way. Which of course any defense attorney will argue with that and go, yeah, that was they'll rule that evidence inadmissible, and then that pretty much just that pretty much shoots whatever it is that they're trying to get out of that phone. So it's definitely a bigger issue. And of course, there's links in the show notes for other things that have come up and you know, since then. And my guess is that this is going to continue on and on and on for months. And hopefully I will stop, stop talking about it, I guess. But, it's at least interesting. And it's I've definitely found some more interesting people to read as a result of all of this, not necessarily, just to understand a little bit more about, some of the issues and some of the legal issues and the forensics issues and the computer security issues that are inherent in this. It's definitely even as I say, I've even had a discussion about it with my wife, which most of the tech stuff that I deal with, we never talk about, but, this is definitely making mainstream news. So, the fact that I think we need to have this conversation in the States, for sure. As a side, and that's the other thing is that even the FBI and Apple are both saying, hey, look, we need to decide this in Congress. This shouldn't be decided in the courts, which it's kind of weird for both sides of an issue to essentially agree on something, which is, yeah, we should probably figure out what the laws should be rather than try to sort it out in the courts. And so who knows, maybe something will happen. And I was actually hearing from some friends of mine that actually watched a live stream, I guess, when all this stuff was going down on Friday or Thursday. And they said, the government folks were asking some very cogent questions about this stuff. So, we might think that our lawmakers aren't that smart, but occasionally they can ask some smart questions. And so we'll see. Again, we'll see how this all works out. And this is gonna affect us all in one way or another. At least in the United States, in China, maybe a different set of rules are going to apply. In other countries, maybe different sets of rules apply. But we'll come to something that's agreeable that protects. That gives law enforcement the things that they need while also balancing everybody else's. Rights to privacy and safety and that sort of thing. So this is not going anywhere from the news cycle, I think, for a while. So hopefully I'll stop talking about it for a little while at least. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.